On the line right now is Jared Heon. He's the chief of the Ansonia Rescue Medical Services. Jared, it sounds like you guys have had a lot of medical calls so far during this snowstorm. What's it been like outside today?
Well, what we've encountered is a pretty heavy snow out there. Public Works has been doing a very good job keeping the main roads open. But the problem that EMS crews face is actually getting from the ambulance to the actual house. So we've encountered a lot of unshoveled sidewalks and front walks and driveways. So we've been sending additional folks from fire and EMS to shovel and access the patient while the primary EMTs on the ambulance go in and assist the patient.
How long have you been, I know you're in the EOC, the Emergency Operations Center. How long have you been working today? Did it start in the middle of the night or this morning or?
Yes, we actually upstaffed one ambulance crew and a supervisor at midnight last night. And I came on duty as well as the two assistant chiefs and one member to be in the EOC all day at 5 a.m. Ansonia opened the EOC up at 5 a.m. And then we brought in the rest of our staff beginning at 6 a.m. And everybody's been on since then pretty much.
And it feels like, but maybe it's just because I'm paying more attention, but it feels like you're especially busy today. It seems like you guys are having a lot of calls. Is it more than usual or is it just the calls are more intense because of the weather?
Well, it is a little bit more than usual, but I think the real reason we've gone to a couple residents that were kind of low acuity calls, you know, not major emergencies. And the reason why they're calling us is because they can't get out themselves to go and, you know, seek medical treatment either at a doctor's office or a hospital. So, you know, the ambulance has been utilized for that purpose. And, you know, that's why we have four-wheel drive ambulances with, you know, with chains on them, and we're sending a fly car, which is a 4x4 Ford Expedition behind them with some personnel to help them get there. So we've definitely seen a rise in calls today, but mainly because I think people have access issues.
And in terms of your duties at the EOC, like what happens there? What are you doing there? And I guess that's in the police department. That's in like the second floor of the police department, if I remember.
Yes. Yep. We have representatives from each department here. So, and each of us sit at a different spot around the a big round table, and we have radios for each of our departments here. So when PD receives a medical call, they put it out. It immediately goes to our representative sitting here, and he immediately notifies the Public Works representative, who immediately dispatches a plow truck to the area. So it's just everyone in one room. You can think of it as a unified command, and it's very efficient for managing, you know, a larger scale incident. We've got some pretty good practice here in Ansonia. We like to open it up. We like to get everybody, you know, in the same room. The mayor was here for a good portion of the day, and like I said, representatives from every department.
And do you know roughly how many calls ARMS has responded to today so far? I know I'm putting you on the spot.
Out on one now.
Oh, okay. Are you in like the double digits?
Yes, we are over 10. I believe that we're around 12 or 13.
12 or 13 calls. And then the calls you've had, they're in terms of calls, they're fairly routine, although it's not routine, of course, for the patient you're trying to help. But we're just talking a lot of medical calls, a couple of people slip and fall, things like that. But there hasn't been anything, there has been no major incidents thus far in Ansonia.
No major traumas. We have done a couple of advanced life support calls with a VEMS paramedic and gone into Griffin Hospital, which I should add that we've been in contact with Griffin Hospital throughout the day and also yesterday. And they've been accommodating and ready to take pretty much any type of call that we bring them, knowing that it's going to be hard to travel to an out-of-area hospital.
And then,
it's been good communication with Griffin as well.
And then just to wrap up, I mean, it's been an extremely busy couple of days for emergency responders in Ansonia. You had that major fire Friday night. You had a multitude of calls Saturday. How's everybody holding up in terms of fatigue and like sort of staying in the game? It's been a long couple of days.
Yes, it has. We've been very fortunate that we've been able to rotate crews around, and you've heard if you listen to the scanner, you've been hearing the same ambulances signing on, but it's actually been different people signing on in those ambulances. So for this storm, we've been doing a fairly decent rotation of people. But, you know, over the weekend, it was a very long night and a very long day the next day, and fire the same way. And it's just one of those things that you do, and you prioritize it and get rest when you can and get ready for the next one. And I think everyone's felt that over the last couple of days. And we're looking forward to some quiet, non-eventful days to come.
There you go. Good luck with that. And then just, I said I'd wrap up, but I do have one more question. It's 6 o'clock now, Tuesday the 14th, as I speak to you. What's the plan now for the rest of the night? Does the EOC stay open? It looks like this is sort of wrapping up, although Ansonia plows will still be out. School's canceled tomorrow in Ansonia. What's the plan for the rest of the night?
So we've met to come up with that, and we're going to be transitioning to a monitoring mode shortly, which means that our EOC is not closed. It's just down to a reduced staffing level. UI is cleared due to a lack of, calls on their end. And we're just basically reducing the staff, but we're still monitoring everything that's going on. Our police dispatchers will be in contact with everyone. They monitor all the radios. Northwest Public Safety, who dispatches fire and EMS, they're also obviously still monitoring everything. So we do have contact people in place. Everyone's still upstaffed. Firehouses are still staffed. Police have extra police officers in. Obviously, Public Works is out there in full force.
All right, Jared. Well, thank you so much for taking a couple of minutes. I know it's been busy for you, but I really appreciate you talking to us, because it's a lot of good information you just gave us. So have a good night.
All right,
no
problem.
Have a safe night. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.
Talk to you soon.